With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump says not all countries will get as good a trade deal as the one Britain negotiated with the U.S. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on U.K. cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the U.K. will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the U.K. agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and China have resumed crucial tariff talks that have put the global economy on edge, but appeared to have diverging views of where the negotiations presently stand. President Trump said on social media that great progress has been made and suggested, quote, a total reset is possible. President Trump's approval remains in positive territory. Correspondent Bernie Bennett checks the numbers.
As we start a new week, 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. And according to the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday, that includes 37% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The lowest approval rating for the president was 47% on April 29th. Since that time, he's been at 50% and now 51% as of May 9th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Residents and officials in the disputed Kashmir region say there was overnight border fighting between Pakistan and Indian troops, despite a ceasefire to stop a conflict between the two countries. People on both sides of the line of control, which divides the territory, says the fighting subsided early this morning. Part of the ceasefire agreed a day earlier, the nuclear-armed neighbors agreed to stop all shooting. This is SRN News. Chief Justice John Roberts appears to hold the key on whether the Supreme Court will allow the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school in Oklahoma. Roberts was the only justice whose vote seemed in doubt after the court heard more than 2 hours of arguments last month in a major church-state case. Four conservative justices seem firmly on the side of the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School and the state charter school board that approved it. The liberal justices seem just as likely to vote to affirm an Oklahoma Supreme Court ruling that held that the taxpayer-funded school would violate the First Amendment. The civil war in Sudan has just passed a two-year anniversary with both sides accused of destroying churches and abusing Christians along the way. More than 160 houses of worship have been flattened or closed since the war began, and in some cases, members of the clergy have been targeted for assassination. This is SRN News. Are we seeing the demise of the way that certain people in this country talk?
Southern accents are disappearing in some areas, and experts say it's because of the migration of people into the South from other parts of the United States and from around the world. A series of research papers chronicles the diminishment of the Southern accent among black residents in the Atlanta area, white people in New Orleans, and those who grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina. More than 5.8 million people have moved to the South in the last 5 years. Jason Walker reporting.
Country music star Johnny Rodriguez has passed away at the age of 73. The popular Mexican-American singer, best known for chart-topping hits in the 1970s. Those included I Just Can't Get Her Out of My Mind and That's the Way Love Goes. He was named the most prominent male vocalist of 72. This is SRN News.